Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The highly anticipated Brian Costello Report is sponsored by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. By Van Buren Buick GMC in Garden City Park, family owned and operated since 1935. By CSEA Local 830, we work for you. And Play Sugar House, legal sports betting is here. Thank God. Check it out at PlaySugarHouse.com. $250 deposit match on your first deposit. The New York Jets are 3-3. This guy said they would be 2-4.
Yep.
That's Brian Costello.
And the first thing I'm going to say is you better pick the Vikings this week.
I've heard that from many Jets fans this morning. I probably will, so you're probably safe there.
Good, good. The line is 3.5, by the way. Jets are getting 3.5.
Did you underestimate the incompetence of the Indianapolis Colts? Because they were very incompetent in this game.
I did. I thought the Jets offense would have success in this game. I think I picked 27-24, so I thought they'd score some. I didn't realize the defense would be as bad as it was. And, I thought after the drops against the Patriots last week, I thought they'd be, shore that up a little bit and maybe catch some passes. And they had some trouble, though, catching Andrew Luck's passes.
Yeah, no, they did. I'm going to go right to the thing that bothered me the most about this game, okay? From our Jet point of view,
Mr. Negative Joe.
But I want to go to that because there was so many positive things, and we talked about it all. I mean, obviously the quarterback. I mean, it's I got to pinch myself every time, so I just the deal there. But here's what got me ticked off. They scored. They're up 30-13 after that great the drive that starts the second half. Herndon's wide open touchdown.
Yep.
And then it looked like the defense stopped playing. They started getting gouged. Yeah. I mean, the Colts were getting 9 and 10 yards every freaking play. And that's, that's what made me nuts. It almost looked like, here we go again. They got a big lead, and it was still, two quarters basically to play.
Yep.
And it looked like they're getting complacent again. And that's the thing that bothered me the most about this game.
Yeah, they came out. I think Mac had a few big runs on that drive.
Absolutely.
Throwing it around a little bit. And that was, I think, Ebron scored the touchdown on that drive. I haven't watched the tape yet to see if the Jets laid off schematically. I don't think they did. I didn't get that sense that they kind of called off the dogs or anything that early in the game, sort of what they did against the Broncos last week in the fourth quarter. But, there were holes in the Jets' defense all day long. They just band-aided them with turnovers.
Right,
the takeaways
right,
were the story
right.
of the game.
If,
they haven't gotten four takeaways.
Yep.
Who knows what would have happened? But you can win like that. I don't know if they get four takeaways every week. So, but I don't know. I don't know if it was a letdown at that point, or it was just symptomatic of that's kind of how the Jets defense was playing for a lot of the day.
Hmm.
There were things, and it's not to be negative because the Jets won the football game, and ultimately that's what matters. But it's the fact, and I mentioned this earlier. If they're going to beat the Minnesota Vikings, the Chicago Bears, the New England Patriots twice. There's a lot of things they have to clean up. They were wide open. I mean, Marcus Johnson there wasn't a guy within 10
wide
feet
open.
Of him. There were also two bad penalties on offense in the first half that I think both wiped away first downs. There was a hold on Eric Tomlinson. There was an
eligible
man.
He caught the pass on a play he held on. That's almost impossible to do. How do you do that?
There was an ineligible man downfield on a Bilal Powell play they had to settle for a field goal. There was a lot of icky stuff in this game. And, they bailed it out by forcing the big turnover. But if they're going to beat competent football teams, they got to be a lot better, Brian.
There's two ways to look at it. There's that if you're going to beat the good teams in this league, you can't play like that. And then the other side is they won an ugly game when they didn't play their best. So do you take that as a positive that they could, in the past, if they didn't play well, they weren't winning a game.
Right,
so they didn't play their best game yesterday, and they still came out with a win. But I do agree with you. The Vikings are coming up, and I don't know. The Bears lost the Dolphins. I don't know what happened there, but they got the Bears in Chicago, which I think is a tough game. And, of course, two more with the Patriots coming up. So, if you want to take that next step, start beating teams that are some of the better teams in the league, you're going to have to play better than you did yesterday. But I do give them credit for winning an ugly game that they didn't play well.
You know, one thing, though, about you look at the defenses right now in the NFL, everybody's giving up 40 points.
Yes.
I mean, everybody. Yeah. And the one thing that we have not seen from Jet defenses in years is forcing these turnovers. I mean, all of a sudden, this is something they never, ever did. And they also came up big after the two turnovers. And they got lucky because the guy dropped the pass in the end zone as well. But after the two turnovers, that they didn't, two field goals, no touchdowns.
Yeah, I thought that was huge. And that's why I agree with you, Joe. That's something we haven't seen. You know, I was just writing something for the website right now. And there was three things in this game that I feel like I haven't seen in a while. The two field goals after turnovers, keeping them there and not letting the momentum completely get away from them. I thought the scoring at the end of the half and scoring at the beginning of the third quarter, how many times have we seen an opponent do that to the
Jets?
Well,
the Patriots do it all the time. They've been doing it for years.
They do it all the time, and they actually did it here.
Right.
And then the other one I thought was early in the fourth quarter, the Colts had just closed at the 33-27, right? You could kind of feel like, uh-oh, here we go. Jets get the ball back, and the first play is a 10-yard sack to Darnold.
Yep.
And now they're at 2nd and 20 at their own 15, kind of like, are they going to fold here? Is this where it happens?
And he hits Kurse for like 25.
21-yard pass to Kurse, first down, erase that sack. And I was like, wow, I can't remember seeing that in a long time from the Jets. So I thought those three things really stood out as if you wanted to point to, like, this is why this team looks different than it has the last couple of years. Those stood out.
And the quarterback early on was, I thought, overly reliant on Quincy Enunwa. And now he isn't. And obviously he can't be because Enunwa was banged up in this game. But you see him spreading the football out and becoming more comfortable with throwing the ball to guys not named Quincy Enunwa.
Absolutely. And, the thing that is just so impressive to me is his poise. You know, he hasn't had one of these games that you see from rookie quarterbacks where they make a mistake and then one mistake becomes two mistakes. You know, we saw it with Sanchez and Geno, right? Those guys could get rattled, and you'd see it, and all of a sudden, one interception became two interceptions, became three interceptions, and the game would get away from them. And you kind of understand that when it's a rookie quarterback. You know, you weren't so tolerant when Sanchez was doing it in his fourth year, but as a rookie, you kind of got it. Donald doesn't do that. He made a bad pass. You know, he locked into Robbie Anderson on that play, and Malik Hooker made a great play to intercept it. But then it was just kind of like he moved on, and we saw that in week one, obviously, in Detroit with the pick six. He kind of moves on and keeps his poise. And you're right, Evan, he spread it out yesterday. I thought he did a great job of not trying to do too much and kind of taking what the Colts defense was giving him underneath. He didn't have many deep passes, but he just kind of picked them apart yesterday.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're giddy with the quarterback. And like I said, they got to keep this kid healthy. I mean, that to me is paramount. But I want to go back to the defense. Again, there was no pass rush again. I mean, Leonard Williams was invisible. I mean, he was involved in that one play. I think it was the play where there was an intentional grounding on Luck. And he and Jamal Adams, who had a phenomenal game yesterday, it put the pressure on him. But there was no pressure on Luck, really, the whole game yesterday.
They didn't go up. I wouldn't say Leonard was invisible. He had three quarterback hits. He did more than other guys up front.
I didn't notice it.
Yeah, he had three quarterback hits. He didn't have a sack. But, and Luck did a good job. I swear there was, like, five plays or more where I was like, oh, they're going to get him. And Luck took, like, two steps to his right and made a pass. So you got to give that quarterback some credit. The way the Colts have wasted that guy's prime is
it's amazing.
Criminal. Yep. You know what I mean? You watch that guy play, and you're like, this guy is so freaking good. And there's just nothing around him.
He's got nothing. He's got nothing.
That's what the Jets have to learn from. Yep. Because I'm high on Sam Darnold. We all are. They've got to take advantage of this.
Yeah. Like you said, Joe, you got to keep him upright, and then you got to surround him with some good players on offense and on defense. You know, the Colts' defense is just nothing.
Nothing.
And so this guy, it's like Luck has to win the game by himself or they won't win. So you don't want to get into that with Darnold. You're right. I think the Jets can learn from that.
We're talking to Brian Costello about the Jets. They've won back-to-back games. Couple of injuries out of this game. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing? I know we're going to learn more as the week goes on.
Yeah.
But early on Enunwa and Marcus May specifically.
I didn't think it was good after the game. Enunwa had a boot on his ankle, so that's never a good sign. It could be, some kind of sprain. We'll see how bad it is. And May had a cast on his right hand. Now, can he play with a cast? I'm not sure. He'd be tough to catch the ball, but he could do coverage and tackling and things like that. So we'll have to see what that is. He thought it was a thumb with Marcus May. So, we'll have to monitor that as the week goes on. But the Jets secondary, you talked about some of those breakdowns. I think some of those breakdowns are because guys were playing back there that haven't played
right,
very much.
Right.
I mean, Nickerson looked like he was running around on one.
Should have had that interception, by the way, on that second drive of the game.
Yep. So we'll see, you know, when they get back Tremaine Johnson and Buster Screen. But if they lose Marcus May, in addition to those guys, the secondary is going to be really banged up.
Yeah. And you got it. And we mentioned
this
already.
You got Kirk Cousins.
Well, you got Thielen and Diggs coming in too.
Yeah,
I mean,
Thielen
so you know, so
Kirk Cousins has weapons. Not like Andrew Luck. Kirk Cousins has some toys to play with.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. Talking to Brian Costello, talking Jets with him, and you know, and the other thing that we haven't seen with the Jets over the years too that we're seeing now, and I know there wasn't anything in the return game yesterday, but the special teams, I mean, they've been a major. I mean, the guy kicked 7 field goals yesterday. Say whatever you want. I mean, they weren't all 25-yard field goals either.
No.
I mean, and he needed every one of them. So, you know, the special teams, and Roberts has had some big returns this year, the special teams have been dramatically better than they have the last few years.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, I give them credit for going out and signing Roberts, who's a return specialist.
Yep.
You know, they haven't done that in years past. They've always kind of felt like they just kind of plugged that third or fourth wide receiver in there and tried to make it work. They went out and got Roberts, who's an established guy. It's been good. You know, it didn't have any effect yesterday. But then the Myers thing is like the opposite. Their plan was to have Cairo Santos as the kicker. They signed him in the winter. He just couldn't kick in August. He was hurt. And all of a sudden, I think like August 20th or something like that, they claim Myers off waivers when Seattle cut him. And he's been really good. He's missed one field goal all season. And he's got 32 touchbacks.
Yeah, no,
kind of
he's
an underrated thing.
He's money with the touchbacks. He really is.
Number one in the league. He's tied for number one in the league. And so, like, and they coaches love that, you know, when there's no element of a return from the other team. So, Myers at Amherst College. Give them a little pop.
Poughkeepsie.
He's been a solid pickup for them.
There was a report yesterday, I think Jason Lockenfora had it, that the Raiders may just blow the whole thing up. Can you see the Jets? We heard that they were intrigued about Le'Veon Bell. Are they going to be aggressive to try to poach some Raider talent potentially?
They could be. You know, I think it's going to be the cost. I think that's what it comes down to. They're not. I don't think they're going to give up, you know, top picks. I think they probably would have for Khalil Mack if they had been able to, but I'm not sure if there's anyone else that they'll give up top picks for. You know, they're counting on trying to build this thing through the draft, like they said 100 times, and trying to surround Darnold with talent through that way. But I'm sure McCagnan is a guy we've seen. He takes every call. Like, he will talk to them. He will explore it. I think at the end of the day, it comes down to how much is the cost for the certain players.
Another guy that got banged up yesterday was Pryor. I read where Pryor had kind of an injury.
Yeah.
He's got a groin? Is that what it is?
Yeah, a groin injury. Yeah, we'll see. I didn't really notice that in the game. I don't know when he came out, but Bowles mentioned it after the game. So it's another one. You know, we'll learn more Wednesday. You know, we'll see who's out in the practice field and who's not.
Yeah. Can you tell the Jets that it's fine to have giveaways, but they're going to give away a Hulk doll?
What is that?
Why?
You know, yesterday they gave the towel away with the autographs of all the guys on the Super Bowl team, which was great. I mean, it's a tremendous thing, you know, and I'm happy, I'll put that up in the house somewhere. But, I mean, really, they're giving a Hulk? Well, come on.
They made a partnership with Marvel, I think. That's what's behind that.
Like every team.
He got, like, a jet jersey on this thing?
He's green.
That's the reason?
Yeah.
Could have been a jolly green giant they could have done, too.
I'll talk to the promotions department when I see them, though.
You know,
I'll
pass along your message. If you're going to give away something about the team, about the history of the franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, in their defense, they've done that. You know, they did it yesterday. If there's one game where they're getting a little money grab from a company that's sponsoring them, I can't kill them on that.
Right. Well, they're not the only one doing that.
No, the Yankees do it now, too.
Well, the Mets.
Mets, we know.
I mean
they,
you know, Syndergaard, give me a bobblehead, but not Thor. Give me Syndergaard, you know? I mean, can you do that?
Speaking of the Mets, you know who was at the game yesterday?
Who's that?
Brandon Nimmo.
Was he at the Jet game?
Yeah, you ran into
him.
I did not. You know who I ran into yesterday? Oh, this was great. I have to say, this was really great. So I see this guy. I'm in the, you know, where I had the FAN seat, so I'm in, you know, I'm in the club there, and I see this guy with a Don Maynard jersey on, and I've been trying to get a Don Maynard jersey, okay? And I go up to the guy, and he says, I said, where'd you get the Don Maynard jersey? So he says, well, I got it from Don Maynard's son. Here. And here's Don Maynard's son right next to us. I got introduced to Don Maynard's son. Yeah.
Wow.
And he gives me, you know, I paid $10 for it, but it was worth it. Like a thing, I guess, is because Don's got dementia, I guess, or something. He's got some kind of issue right now, but it was great to see him at the game. And he gives me, like, an autographed picture of Maynard, you know, like, for $10 I paid for it, but it was well worth it for $10. And I just, I got to meet Don Maynard's son. I thought that was very cool.
That is cool.
You know?
Wow.
How about that?
That's awesome. And it's weird because you brought something up, and I know a lot of people like this. They want to get the old jerseys, and there's some old jerseys that are just impossible to find.
Yeah, yeah.
And you wouldn't think that would be that difficult to find.
You wouldn't think it.
Guy was pretty good.
Yeah, Don Maynard was pretty good. So that's the one I'm looking for.
Very cool. So.
Yeah, I had Don Maynard, I always think, a few years ago. Remember when Brandon Marshall had that big year?
Right? Yeah, of course. Yeah, and they didn't make the playoffs, of course.
Yeah, they had a guy.
Who could forget?
They had a guy in the locker room, Trevor Riley, this linebacker. One day, Brandon's the best wide receiver that's ever played for the Jets.
No, of course.
I said, have you ever heard of Don Maynard?
Well, not only that, but the Jets have had. I mean, look, there's been
a lot of great receivers, but Don Maynard's in the Hall of Fame,
right?
And
right.
So, like, end of conversation,
right?
Like, and he was like, "Oh no," and I'm like, "Well, this is what he did." I go, "Let's see Brandon have a few more years for the Jets like that before we pronounce him the best wide receiver in the history of the franchise."
No, it's and that's a franchise that has had a lot of big time receivers over the years.
Yeah, it's funny because I was looking at the career list because Bilal Powell is now the 10th. Leading rusher in the history of the Jets, if you believe that.
Yeah, I believe
and,
it.
He's been there for a while. Yeah.
He's been there for a while, but it's not the greatest list of running backs in the world. The top is pretty nice, but then it drops off pretty quick. And then and the quarterback list is the same. I mean, Fitz and Geno are both in the top 10 in career yardage, but the wide receiver list is pretty impressive, the reception list. They've had a lot of great receivers through the years.
Yeah, they definitely
Brian,
have had
let
that.
Let me help you out. I'm going to help you out right now. 35-13 Minnesota.
Yeah,
that's what you can write.
Pick that. Lay the 3.5, Brian. Lay the 3.5, will you?
The Jets train is rolling. You guys are on board.
Of course.
Well, I've been on board for 54 years.
We're on board when they're going nowhere.
I mean, well, I'm bored.
I've
been run over by the tracks.
What are you talking about?
I've been run over by the tracks of the train.
Yeah, I know. You guys will be killing them on Monday if they lose to the Vikings.
Yeah. I won't be killing them.
You don't know that.
I got to see. But this is a game they can win. They could, if they win this game, maybe you were the one that says, "Hey, you take 2 out of 3." No, no, no. I said, "Why not win them all?"
You know, I know.
Here they got a chance to do that. And look, this team. The one thing I will say, Bri, and I think you agree with it, there's a lot of good young talent on his football team. There really is.
There is. Yep, there is. And I thought Herndon yesterday.
Yeah, how about him?
He's gonna be a good player, I think.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Yep. He made that circus catch, and then he was wide open for that touchdown.
Yep, wide open, and he's a good blocker, too.
Yep.
He's a good blocker on the run.
Underrated,
so.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
Other thing, too, about the game yesterday, even though they didn't rush the ball for a lot of yards yesterday,
they still
stayed with the run all day, and I thought that was a big deal. Right.
Yeah, they popped a few there in the second half, too, and the Colts, you know, looked like they were wearing out, and I thought they got some good first downs in the run game.
Yeah. All right, bro.
Good win.
All right, Bri.
Thank you, Brian.
See ya.
Brian Costello on the Jets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.